by Ali G. McAbalong. Groundbreaking, photos show ministers Naguib Sinarimbo and Edward Guerra joined by North Cotabato Governor Nancy Katamko, Pigkaw and Mayor Janjan Rokro and 602nd Army's Brigadier General Capulong in three groundbreaking rites for 63 kilometer of concrete roads in 63 host villages, three barangay halls, and tree planting along all would-be paved stretches on Monday, March 15. Berm supplied photos. Dash. Cotabato City. The Bangsamoro Autonomous Government has launched works for 63-kilometer concrete roads for 63 barangays in North Cotabato that opted for inclusion in regional autonomy in 2019, even as host officials hailed the development intervention as a rewarding fruit of critical decision by resident electorates. North Cotabato Governor Nancy Katamko welcomed and joined regional ministers Naguib Sinarimbo, Interior and Local Government, and Edward Guerra, Public Works, in the ceremonial groundbreaking ceremony on March 15 for the road concreting efforts allotted with a total of 1.008 billion pesos at P 16 million per kilometer, it was learned. The official staged similar groundbreaking for the construction of three modern two-floor village halls for barangays Lower Pangonicalan, Lower Bagger, and Dadubinasing, all also of Pigkawayan. Each barangay hall will cost P3.6 million, according to Minister Sinarimbo. Pigkawayan is one of six North Cotabato towns where residents in 63 villages voted for inclusion in the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, Berm, in a plebiscite on February 6, 2019. The four other towns that allowed some of the component barangays to be included as part of Berm are Aliasan, Maytasayap, Cabacan, Carmen, and Paikat. The same officials also kicked off the mass planting of trees along all would-be paved roads spanning 63 kilometers, according to Minister Sinarimbo. Governor Katamko, in her speech at a reception meeting, lauded the Berm government for providing priority to her mostly Moro constituents in the 63 villages in reciprocation to their option for regional autonomy inclusion, on one hand, for exemplifying itself as an avenue of good governance. "Truly, the newly established government is the best example of a good governance," Katamko said, adding that her confidence in the regional regime was one factor inspiring her in rallying the current call for an extension in the term of the Bangsamoro Transition Authority, BTA, the Berm's interim ruling body. The 63 villages have been clustered into geographic areas supervised by North Cotabato board member Kelly Ontao under the direct watch of Minister Sinarimbo's ministry. Growth booster. Ministers Guerra and Sinarimbo said Monday's project's launch pursued marching orders from Berm Interim Chief Minister Ahad Haji Murad Ibrahim for synergized development efforts in barangays being the government's basic units. Guerra, an architect by profession, said the road concreting project covers 63 kilometers earmarked at 1 kilometer per recipient village with regular fund allocation through his ministry, and will promote faster transport movements of residents and goods to market centers. Good road networks would also hasten movements of government security forces in maintaining peace and securing rural communities from both petty and organized crimes, according to Guerra's technical director Danilo Ong. Minister Sinarimbo said the Chief Minister's office has provided utmost support for his ministry to equip villages with decent barangay halls and health centers, and recruit highly trained local government operations officers, LGUs, to guide elected resident officials in the conduct of ideal bureaucratic operations. "We will ensure that we provide better services for our people, especially those on the far-flung communities," said Sinarimbo, who appreciated the attendance of Governor Katamko, Pigkawayan Mayor Janjan Rokro, and Army General Capulong of the 602 Infantry Brigade at Monday's event. In earlier interviews by the Philippine Muslim Today News, lawyer Sinarimbo said those Berm towns and villages with existing decent municipal and barangays halls will be allowed to program their regional allocations for other vital infrastructure facilities such as health centers and even firefighting stations. Berm, which absorbed the five provinces and three cities in the defunct autonomous region in Muslim Mindanao, ARMM, now covers 118 municipalities and 2,590 villages, including those of 37 villages in this city and 63 in North Cotabato. AGM.
The Bangsamoro Autonomous Government has launched works for 63-kilometer concrete routes for 63 barangays in North Cotabato that opted for inclusion and regional autonomy in 2019. Even as host officials hailed the development intervention as a rewarding fruit of critical decision by resident electorate. North Cotabato Governor Nancy Katamko welcomed and joined regional ministers Naguib Sinarimbo interior and local government, and in World Gera Public Works, in the ceremonial groundbreaking ceremony on March 15 for the road concreting efforts allotted with a total of 1.008 billion pesos at 16 million pesos per kilometer, it was learned. The official staged similar groundbreaking for the construction of three modern two-floor bellies he holds from the barangay Lower Pangangakalan, Lower Baguio, and that of Binasing, all also of Big Kawayan. Each barangay hall will cost 3.6 million pesos, according to Minister Sinarimbo. Bicawayan is one of six North Cotabato towns where residents in 63 villages voted for inclusion in the Bangsamoro Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao, BAR, in a plebiscite on February 6, 2019. The four other towns that allowed some of the component barangays to be included as part of BAR are Aliosan, Medsayab, Kabakan, Carmen, and Piquet. The same officials also kick off the mass planting of trees along all would-be paved roads spanning 63 kilometers, according to Minister Sinarimbo. Governor Katangko, in a speech at a reception meeting, lauded the BARM government for providing priority to her mostly more constituents in the 63 villages in reciprocation to their option for regional autonomy inclusion on one hand, for exemplifying itself as an avenue of good governance. Truly, the new established government is the best example of a good governance, Katapto said, adding that her confidence in the regional regime was once factor inspiring her in rallying the current call for an extension in the term of the Bangsamoro Transitional Authority, or BTA, the BARM's interim ruling body. The 63 villages have been clustered into geographic areas supervised by North Cotabato board member Kelly Antao under the direct watch of Minister Sinarimbo's ministry. Ministers Gera and Sinarimbo said Monday's projects launched pursued marching orders from BARM Interim Chief Minister Ahud Haji Murad Ibrahim for synergized development efforts in barangays being the government's basic units. Gera, an architect by profession, said the road concreting project covers 63 kilometers, earmarked at 1 kilometer per recipient village with regular fund allocation through his ministry, and will promote faster transport movements of residents and good news to market centers. Thank you very much for listening to this issue.